literally start immediately. I wean my wit. I can start immediately. I wean my wit. How you like that, dude?
I wean my wit. We on, baby.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, my God, dude.
Let the people know what you're doing.
Oh, my God. I didn't even remember. I'm going to go see the Jordan Peterson, dude.
You're going to go see the king.
Backstage access.
Backstage.
Meet and greet. I've been on a two-week no-fap just leading up to this.
So you're going to get your
every
picture.
Time I think about jerking off, I go,
"What would
I can't
Peterson
look?
Do?
I can't look at that man in the fucking eye, dude, after jerking off. Like, I was going to take an Epsom salt bath today, and I'm like, maybe I'll jerk off in the bathtub. I haven't done that in a while, and I'll go, and then shake Jordan Peterson's hand tomorrow and look him in the eye?
I don't think so.
I don't fucking think so.
I do not
And there's
not
no
think.
Way I jerk off for another week after going to Jordan Peterson. I'm on like a two-week, I'm staring down like a two-week no-fap, dude.
Nice.
It's not bad.
Nice.
About to break my record of 9 days,
not
dude.
Bad at all. 9 days is your record?
World record, yeah.
Of no-fap or just no-cum?
Okay, yeah. 7 days is no-cum. No-fap, I think, is like 12. So,
that's
still, I'll
impressive.
Break my record 2 weeks.
I hit 21.
No-cum at all?
21 days I cummed. Yeah, there was some cumming in there, but 21 days no-fap.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's soft mode, basically. If you can get released, that's soft mode, no fap, just like a girl can release you, or...
What?
Or a guy.
A guy could release you.
A guy could.
I'm not doing that, though.
A guy could.
That.
I'm saying it could. It's an option.
There's nothing funny about that.
It's an option, dude.
I think you're sitting there snickering, thinking like, oh, it's funny, gay, homosexuality is funny.
It's funny.
How old are you? Dude. Grow up, dude. No. It's 2018.
I take it back, dude. I mean, I'm not going to brag, dude. I take it back to my landmark bit back when I jumped back into stand-up after a month of inactivity and talked about how no-fap makes me gay. And I, like, literally today, I literally, dude, I, like, made, that was all made up about how, like, if I do no-fap, my big thing is, like, I'll start kind of getting gay inadvertently because I'm so horny.
Yeah.
And today, I was, and just like I said, like, I'll see a mailman with strong legs and be like, whoa.
He'll do.
Fuck it. And, like, Today, there was a guy across the street. And out of the corner of my eye, he was kind of like rotund and like voluptuous. I thought it was a girl. And I'm like, fuck
a voluptuous
yeah. And I looked
man.
And it was a dude. And I was just like, for like a second, I was like, Jesus Christ. Dude.
No,
so he had the shape. And I just like walked back inside.
You saw him.
Well, if I get horny enough, dude, I understand the gladiator. They say like a lot of the gladiators are like, we're gay down there. It's like.
It's like prison.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm a gladiator exactly, but I have been doing jiu-jitsu for 2 weeks, so it's like, now I'm getting super gay urges. It's like, it all makes sense, dude.
Yeah.
Now I want to fuck.
But you're a warrior, dude. You understand the camaraderie between men.
Exactly,
this
dude.
Masculine camaraderie that you encounter. You're a warrior.
Man, I'm just encountering chaos, dude. So
you're
then I got to talk to the fucking master, dude.
So tomorrow you get to see
I don't know what
master.
I'm going to say to him, dude.
You can be like, oh, I haven't jerked off in 9 days.
Thank you. I can't fucking, dude, I can't wait to just look at that man in his eyes and just be like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah, well, get ready. You're about to see an autistic Canadian weirdo.
Dude, he's not autistic at all. He's a fucking intellectual, dude.
You're going to see, he's like, oh, thank you.
He's so, dude, he's the opposite of autistic, dude.
He talks. He's not?
Yes, he is. I mean, what's your definition of autism? The inability to express emotion. If Jordan Peterson thinks about incels, he cries, dude. Do you ever see those clips of him when he starts talking about the young men and how directionless they are? And he goes, and it's just a bloody shame. And he starts, he'll cry, dude, thinking about the state of lost men. It's a damn shame. He's going to be fired up from the bullshit hit piece, the bullshit ass monk debates, dude.
The Jewish failing New York Times set out a hit piece on him.
Yo, they hate him. Well, yo, okay.
Jewish.
I'm not, dude, I mean, take this as it is, but. I'm real into black. I identify politically as a black conservative right now.
Yeah,
black conservatism is the absolute death of SJWism.
You identify as a black conservative because
why?
Then you can just be a conservative and not be called a racist.
Pretty much, yeah. I had to think about that. I'm like,
I'm pretty much black.
I'm a black conservative. No,
that's
politically.
Like the, well, in today's world, there's it's all imaginary, like force fields mm-hmm. and. Like, I can shoot you, but you can't hit me. It's like, nah, I'm wearing a force field. You can't hit me. So a black conservative, when they come out, they're like, I'm conservative. And they're like, oh, that means you're racist. I'm shooting you with bullets. And he's like, I have a force field that you can't hit with bullets.
Dude, it exactly is that. But then I watch a lot of black conservative YouTubers, and they tell a lot of their white subscribers, they're like, stop letting these people call you racist. Fuck them. They're just say what you need to say, dude. He's like, I'm saying the same. Like, a lot of those guys, fuck, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was saying that, he was like, a lot of like my white compatriots will be like, yeah, but you can say that kind of stuff. And he's like, dude, so can you.
No, that's not how that works.
I know, but he's like, don't let them even bully you for a second, dude. He's like, just get out there.
Don't let them bully you. You'll fucking get fired. That's getting bullied.
I mean, that is true. That's true.
The far left is just...
Motherfuckers,
dude. They're getting you.
But, so this is my... I don't even remember my whole point, but... Yeah, so I'm a black conservative now, and...
conservative, and you're going to meet Jordan Peterson tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to meet JP, so... Is what it is. Oh, so this is my whole point, sorry. So then, like, when guys like JP come out and make conservatism kind of cool for younger people, Democrats freak the fuck out. Because if Democrats lose, 95% of black people vote Democrat.
Yeah.
If they lose, like, I don't know the exact number, but something like 15 to 20% of the black vote, the Democratic Party can't win. They're fucked. They can't win. So, like, when Kanye came out and doubled the black supporters for Trump, dude, that's a problem. Then you get people being like, stay in your place, know your role, and all that shit. And I'm just saying the plantation party starts coming out of the Democrats, dude.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they start going into that, like, know your role, boy, stay in your place. It's, you know, it's what Democrats are founded upon, dude. They started the KKK, I'm just saying.
True.
So, you know what I mean?
I was thinking that today. It's funny how, like how I was saying how WikiLeaks is bad now that it hurt the Democrats. Mm-hmm. Like, they can just switch the narrative no matter what. So, like... If you're like, there's articles about how it's like, oh, the Republicans freed the slaves. Mm-hmm. Like, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican.
Yeah.
And then there's like articles that are like, well, the Republican Party used to be Democrats.
Yeah. I do
and
it's like that.
And then now they're Republicans. Now they're bad.
Yeah, that is funny.
It's like Abraham Lincoln, he was Democrat.
He was basically Democrat. He was Republican. Yeah. That shit, dude, I'm telling you, nothing makes me happier. I can sit there and watch it for hours. Is watching black conservatives talk on YouTube about, like, I watched the black conservative take on the Jordan Peterson Monk debate or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
Dude, it was literally, these are my thoughts. And it's just a black guy saying them. And the whole time I'm like, yes, dude. Yes.
Preach.
I fucking love it, dude. Because it's such like a, they can't, like, I watched the video. Did you see the video of the young, it was like a 16-year-old black kid versus like the 30-year-old guy. The young black kid was a Trump supporter.
Yeah, I saw that a while ago. That was outside.
Yeah, and they were arguing and stuff. That was so fucking funny, dude, to watch that guy being like, yeah, they started, Donald Trump is in the KK. He's in the KK. And the kid's just like, you mean the KKK? He's like, dude, go fucking learn how to say your name, and then we can come. And this is like a 16-year-old.
Wasn't he crushing a black guy, though?
Yeah.
He was crushing a dumb black dude.
Exactly, it's sad, but it's also... This dude is like, this is why these ideas perpetuate. And this guy was a gay black dude. So he was like, I'm LGB. And he's like, LGBT and LGBTQ. He's like, yeah, that's what I'm, dude. It was so fucking funny. When that lady, the reporter came and talked to us, dude, I said so much shit that I was like, I hope she doesn't put this in here.
Oh my God.
You give me like a cider.
Yeah.
And you put me in a room and like, what do you think about this? I'm fired from everything, dude.
We did a show
I'm toast. I can't, dude.
You make fun of people pretty harshly, and this chick came and interviewed us, and it was like, we were sitting there after the show, so we're all fucking high and mighty.
Show went well.
Yeah, drinking. So she's like, what do you think about, like, PC culture? I'm like, fuck that shit. Like,
it's
fucking gay.
I got into this, so like, bad. Weird wormhole. I don't even remember what I was explaining, and it's something to do with race, and I just was saying it so badly.
Yeah,
and I remember you looking at me, and I'm like, no, it's like, and I just can
getting
never
interviewed sucks.
Imagine the so New York Times, like,
I know.
Who also are really actually trying to pick with your words. It's like,
if somebody tried to write a hit piece on me, it wouldn't be that hard. It'd be like, this guy's a fucking piece of shit.
It wouldn't be hard, dude.
But I did that interview here. I told you about that. Like, I mean,
someone wrote a hit piece on me, it would end up with me being like Anthony Weinert in jail, dude. Like,
if somebody explained what I was up to, it wouldn't be like, oh, I don't like him. It'd be like, we got to get rid of this guy.
Yeah,
that one, I did an interview like 3 weeks ago.
I told you about that. That's right. Where is it? I don't know.
I haven't looked for it.
I need to see that.
It's going to be so embarrassing.
It's going to be great.
Dude, I literally woke up at 12. The interview was at like 12:15.
Is it a hit piece?
In my living room.
You think it's a hit piece?
It could be a hit piece, because they were like, so I was sitting there like eating Chinese food during the interview. And like, you mind if we get you like some pictures of like you eating the Chinese food? And I was like, no, dude. Like, I think they were trying to encapsulate how much of a...
Nah, they probably were just like, oh, this is funny. This guy's eating Chinese
food. I was wearing my fucking camouflage sheets.
What was the publication?
I have no idea. There's going to be no details about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, subscribe to the Reddit, dude. Join the Reddit.
Yes.
And we're not going to tell you how to do it. It's only it's the secret Reddit.
Dude. MS Secret Podcast, dude.
Yeah, you told them.
Or you can do hashtag Shat Nation, however you want to get there.
But Yeah, getting interviewed is like the four or five interviews I've done. Every single time I come out looking like a fucking idiot.
It's hard.
Yeah, especially talking about comedy.
Yeah,
because no matter what, you're gonna sound like a pretentious douche.
Yeah, when you're like, yeah, just one day at
it's
a
like,
time.
Oh, just grinding.
I'm just like outside of like a lot of different stuff.
Like, I try not to talk politics and stuff on stage, and I just try. I mean, it's important to be funny.
Yeah,
it's important to be funny. That's it.
At the end of the day, you're just fucking around. People take you too seriously.
Yeah,
it sucks. Right, fucking sucks, dude.
And then anytime I talk comedy on this podcast, I feel like a fucking idiot.
People as like soon hearing as we it. Get I've done had people before. Comedy, I've had people like, before Jesus being like, Christ. I love hearing you guys talk about stand up, and people are genuinely interested. You know.
Yeah.
But when he really thunderstruck me, I was in my room. It was like maybe 2:33 in the morning, and I was watching the Maps of Meaning lectures, and he discusses Pinocchio. In a way where it's like, dude, the whole fable was basically like Pinocchio was supposed to go to school, and then someone stopped him. He was doing what he was supposed to do, and someone on the way was like, dude, you don't have to go to school. You should be in show business. And I'm like in my room just like stoned as fuck, just like they lead him to show business. It's a total disaster. Everyone's just laughing at him, dude. No one's laughing with him. So I'm like sitting there at 2:30 in the morning. Everyone's yelling and carrying on below me downstairs, and I'm just like, "This is an old house."
You were in the what was it called? The donkeys? What was the island?
Pleasure Island.
You were on Pleasure
Island. So, dude, they didn't even get to that yet. So then he does. Yeah. They do that, and I'm like, "Whoa, that's kind of weird." And then like, so then he, you know, that they rescue him from that. Like, come on, man. All right, school, let's go. And then whatever. Without getting too into it, the guy finds him again. Is like, "Yo, show business was tough. That was a fluke. You need some time off. You worked hard, man. You're a you're a victim. You need time. You need time to relax." Takes me to Pleasure Island, where like if you just sit there and fuck around and you don't, it's just kids indulging in their vices, and eventually you turn into a jackass and you're sold off as a beast of burden. And I was just, it's pretty fucking true.
It's exactly what happens.
That's what happens.
You fuck around so long, you end up being a fucking mechanic the rest of your life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like a shitty mechanic.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's not wrong being a mechanic, but it's like.
Yeah, exactly. That was the wrong.
No, but
you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. I was looking at it. Demolition laborer, dude. That's my fucking, I already had my donkey tail in my ears, dude. It's like I've been there.
You perked up.
So I'm watching this. I was just like, oh. And then he's, you know, I'm fucking stoned. He starts talking about going into the belly of the whale. And I'm like, oh my God. But that alone, I'm like, dude, that's a good thing for young men to hear. And it's like, then you have people being like, he said that women can't wear makeup. It's like, dude, you're so beside the point, bro. Think about the fuck. People don't want to imagine themselves, realize they're on Pleasure Island, dude. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You get some 23-year-old who's like, no, I'm actually just in an open relationship. It's like, all right, bro. We'll see how being in an open relationship and doing cocaine.
Well, he dog whistled to you because you're a white male.
There's black people who love Jordan Peterson, dude.
It worked for you.
Dude, some of my black conservative friends love Jordan Peterson, dude. Don't even start. See the identity politics you play?
The only reason it worked is because you're a white man. Uh-huh. That's the only reason Jordan Peterson... It triggered you. You were sitting there and you were like, I'm a strong white man. I should be great and Aryan.
That's such a nice thing to say.
That's a hell of a thing to say.
That's what he said.
That's a hell of a thing to say in a debate.
When he get his nerd rage is so strong. When he was like,
he's like precise.
The guy goes like, oh, precise. He goes, yes, precise.
Dude, he's like looking down. He's like, yeah, precise.
He's autistic,
dude.
When he goes, he's definitely.
Well, watch his eyes and how he looks around during that debate.
Jordan Peterson, we're both like, very high in openness. We're high in openness, dude. The funniest, do you ever see the memes of Doctor Strange? Do you ever see the Jordan Peterson versus Sam Harris when they liken it to, I think, Captain America and Doctor Strange? No, Iron Man and Doctor Strange. So they do things and they call Jordan Peterson Doctor Strange because he's always doing weird circles with his hands.
Dude.
And Sam Harris is like Iron Man, dude. It's so fucking
Jordan
funny.
Peterson and Sam Harris's debate bothered me so much.
They're doing another one.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, the first one sucked.
Like, we need to establish what truth is before we can... Like, he's like, now let's go back and put a pin on this.
Yeah, he has that NPR voice.
It's like, so what we need to do is discuss... it's truth. It's so fucking annoying to hear them
Dude...
It's talking about nothing.
Yeah, it's a level of abstraction that's just useless to most people. You got off the topic, definitely, for sure. I'm a wave man like Kanye, dude. I don't fuck with facts. I'm pure just ideas and flow, dude. So it's like I felt it shift for this one.
You could feel the wave.
I felt the wave.
You ride the wave. You and Kanye.
Dude.
So you're done with Alex Jones?
Huh?
You're done with Alex Jones?
I'll listen to him. I listen to Alex Jones.
He's a donkey.
Pure entertainment.
He's a donkey.
Yeah, I just think he's, I mean, I don't know. He is a jackass, but he is so fucking funny. But
he's called Alex Jones a jackass.
He's a jackass. But,
he is.
But he has called a lot of stuff. He has called a lot of stuff that has become mainstream news. Mm-hmm. You know, he's tomorrow's news today, just like me.
You're next year's news today.
He's tip of the spear. I am. I'm next. Actually, Alex Jones does say that. He goes, "We're next year's news."
Oh, really? He says that? Yeah. Oh, God.
He's big on right now. He's big on attacking the Pope. He's like, "I'm just saying it. He's a goddamn pedophile."
Yeah. You hate the Pope.
A lot of the fucking archbishops resigned, dude.
I know, in Chile.
Yeah.
I saw that. In Chile.
But was that because that he said it's okay to be gay?
I think it was.
The Pope said, he's
I
like,
know. Yeah, I saw that,
God
too.
Made you that way.
Yeah.
And the bishops are probably like, Alex Jones' take on that was tough, dude.
What was his?
He's like, he's trying to say that they made you gay. You made them gay because you touched them. And like, he like went full in on that. And people were just like, he goes, "I don't care anymore. I'm going out," dude. It was.
Well, white nationalists don't like Catholics.
Yeah, it's true.
So he's just.
No, Alex Jones is a Christian, bro.
Catholic.
Oh, they don't
Christians.
Like Catholics. Yeah, how do Catholics get oppressed by white nationalists?
Because. What do you mean?
I guess because the Irish are a lot of, there's a lot of Irish Catholics.
There's Irish and Italians.
They're oppressible too.
Irish and Italians.
Highly oppressible.
We are immigrants.
True that.
And so, yeah, a lot like the Klan doesn't like Catholics. A lot of the.
Wait, so I'm oppressed?
Yeah, we're oppressed.
Yes.
First off, the Irish were slaves.
Exactly.
Don't
dude.
Fucking do that.
My whole thing, I feel for you though, man. If going up to New York and you're worried about, like, you know, because it. It just sucks.
It happened here. In Philly, I got called a fucking...
By who?
Everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not
true.
Liberal enough here.
Yeah, but like...
Women's Facebook group shitting on me. Fucking... I've been excommunicated from the alt-left theaters.
Are you totally cut off now?
I haven't been there since...
Gotcha.
Yeah, I haven't been there in months.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that like if somebody...
I'm friends with all those guys individually.
Somebody books you there... If a certain somebody books you there,
they did. That was the last time I was there. A black lady asked me to open
for. More like McKeevy. McKeevy was doing his show there.
Oh, he booked me there every time.
But they, you know,
that was before.
The more credits you have, the less they mind your political
for sure
leaning. So
for sure.
It's like they had fucking Rich Voss there, and they're like, "Oh, sweet, thanks for letting
him
in there."
I brought him.
Known N-word user. Dude. Yeah.
I brought Big Jay Oakerson there, and I brought Rich Voss there
for sure,
and they were both stoked to have him.
Yep.
And then,
yeah,
I did a couple Asian jokes, and a couple Chinamen got upset with me.
You're not saying nothing Margaret Cho hasn't said, bro.
No, it doesn't matter. And then, there was nothing there for me anyway, so it doesn't matter. I've no ill will towards
but
them.
But it does, like I said, it's scary going into a thing where you're like, you know, can someone find this and blackball me with this? But it's
for
like,
sure. But I'm not getting any jobs where.
But it's one of those things though, when if they do that, it just launches you to a whole other population.
Yeah, if I just stick to doing stand up, if I just do stand up, I'm fine.
Exactly.
But you know,
hey,
we're here.
Don't
we're
fear,
doing
dude.
It.
You
we're
can't. You can't fear them, dude.
Tell me more, dude.
I'm black tapped, man. I'm tapped,
tapped
out.
Out.
You gotta watch. I'll send you my guys. I watch, dude. They're,
what are we
I,
at? What are we at time wise?
We're at an hour 06, dude.
Hour
we're all good.
All right.
We did it, dude. Tony, this is great. This is a great.
This is a good one.
Yeah, this is great.